You know, one thing we've learned over the years, the first quarter of the year is never very good for travel and leisure. People are traveling leisured out after the holidays and weather's not very good. But then it kind of picks up later on in the year. Southwest Airlines reported numbers, and they had a record first quarter for operating revenues, but the earnings were a little below what the street was looking for. And more importantly, the guidance may not be exactly what we were looking for. It's a good excuse to check in with Bob Jordan, who's the CEO of Southwest Airlines, who joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, as always. And you're right. The first quarter is the most challenging quarter of the year. Jan and Feb are tough, but you make all your money in March, and we had a really strong March. I mean, the quarter overall, we had record revenues, we had record passengers, we had record Rapid Award new members, and we had managed business revenues that were up 25% over 2023. But you're right, we are short of our financial targets. A lot of that is just we have parts of the network that are underperforming. Some of that's because costs are way up. You know, obviously labor costs are way up. And some of that is just because we need to keep optimizing and restructuring our network, which we are doing.
And I noticed what you've done. You've cut back service in some airports, Atlanta and O'Hare, but you've also eliminated some airports, you know, some cities completely. Cozumel and George Bush in Houston, Syracuse, right?
We did. It's always tough to close a city or even reduce flights in a market. We establish relationships in those communities with the airports, but we just have some parts of the network that it's just very tough to see a pathway to the level of profitability that we need. You know, during the pandemic, we added 18 new cities. That's a lot. And last year in 23, we added a lot of capacity because we restored our network and we got all of our jets that were not flying, which was about 58. We got them flying through staffing. Very proud of that. But ultimately, we probably have, too much capacity right now. And so we're pulling that back, especially where we are just not performing. And then those cities, which we love, we just don't have a pathway to the right level of performance.
And you're scaling down in personnel. You're going to end the year with less employees than you have right now, right?
Well, yeah. So we're closing the four cities. We're taking quite a bit of flights out of Atlanta and Chicago, O'Hare, and then we are restructuring several other markets. But no, with the Boeing deliveries especially coming down and the capacity is coming down in 24 and in 25, we're just overstaffed because we were staffing to those higher delivery numbers. So we were already planning to end the year with headcount flat at the end of 24 to 23. Now we're going to end headcount down about 2,000 as compared to last year, and then we'll be down again in 25. We also put in some pretty rigorous options for our employees for voluntary time off programs, and they're taking them, and we have the equivalent of just under 1,000 employees that are taking those voluntary time off leaves as well. So it's working. But no, we're with the Boeing changes, which were very impactful, especially on the overstaffing side, we're taking quick action to fix that.
Yeah, that really was insidious. I think you started out with looking for 80 737 maxes, and you're going to end up with, what, a quarter of that number. And those were more fuel efficient and could carry more people with, I guess, less overhead. So you'd really counted on those.
We did. As as an airline, you set your plans years in advance. You set your schedules a year in advance. So, in the last just a few months, our expectations have come down from 79 deliveries in 2024, I believe, to 46, now to 20. We're planning to 20. So that's a huge move, which it means so much replanning. We have to replan our year. We have to republish our schedules for the summer and beyond. But it's not an excuse. I don't want the Boeing delivery challenges, which are significant, to be thought of as an excuse for our financial underperformance. We are underperforming. We have a plan, and we are taking quick action, and we'll keep it up until we hit our financial goals.
And this
period
ought to be a time when you'd be celebrating. I mean, yesterday, finally, after I think three attempts, the flight attendants approved a contract you've been working on for, 6 years, and you've got the pilots. accepted their agreement not too long ago.
We did. I'm so glad we have the last of our open agreements now behind us. Our employees are great. Our flight attendants are great. So the ability to reward them, and inflation is real, you know, reward them, pay them, and then just get the distraction aside. But we, our folks have closed all 11 open agreements in the last 18 months. That's got to be a record in the airline industry. I'm just so proud of them, and it's good for our people, and it's good for the company because, you know, we have cost, we have rate assurance for labor for quite a while now, and so it's good for the company, but especially good for our people.
The looking forward, first of all, let me ask you about North Texas and the Dallas hub and Love Field in particular. Any impacts here? Are we going to lose flights, cities, people?
No. There's no change. Love Field is not going to see any change to our flight schedule. You know, we tweak our flight schedule, but no, there's no intent to cut service to Dallas Love Field at all.
And in fact, I guess you're at capacity with the number of gates, which of course begs the question, you ready to announce you're going to DFW and how many gates you're going to take over there?
No. You know, we've been, I always like to be transparent, and I've just tried to be very transparent that, you know, as some of the restrictions come off, we are interested in gates at DFW. You know, those discussions continue. That's a long discussion, long project. So we have put in our intent and desire to have gates at DFW, but all those discussions are still underway, and that, you know, that is years out.
Well, now that you've got the labor agreements in place, that's been this, I know, a sort of Damocles hanging over your head for half a dozen years, I guess, at least. Now you can focus on other things. So what is the airline going to look like? I mean, you've toyed, I think, with the idea of some assigned seats, or maybe if you're going after the corporate traffic, maybe some premium seating. Are we going to see some changes, do you think?
Well, number one, again, I hate to keep going back to, you know, the airline is running really well, running great operationally. Our customer satisfaction numbers are very high. They're strong. Despite missing our financials, there's very strong demand for our product, very strong demand. But we're not hitting our financial goals. So we have a comprehensive plan to attack that. Everything from continuing to reoptimize and optimize the network, to tuning our revenue management system, which was new last year, to driving new demand through. We have a big new marketing branding campaign I'm very proud of, controlling costs. But no, we need a new set of, you know, strategic initiatives. We also announced that our investor day is going to be September 26th, so we moved it up. But separately, again, I always want to be transparent, and so I just want to make sure that everyone understood that we are seriously studying customer preference around onboard seating in our cabin. And we've been doing that for a while. You know, we're committed to understanding and meeting our customer expectations. You know, I'm proud of the product that we have today, and our customers love it. But to be honest, it was designed at a time when load factors were much lower. So, you know, the cabin was less full. And we all know that customer expectations change over time. So there's nothing to report. Yeah, there's no decision. But I will just tell you that as we're deep into the study, that we're finding a lot of interesting things, and you know, changes that could be good both for our customers and for Southwest. Nothing to report today, but absolutely more to come.
Well, it sounds like you're teasing that September meeting. It looks like that's going to be a must attend meeting. We'll be there with you.
Well, who doesn't want to come to Dallas on September the 26th?
Yeah, good point.
Good point.
It's not even 100 degrees anymore. Bob Jordan is the CEO of Southwest Airlines. Always good to spend some time with you, sir. Thank you very much.
You as well. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.